Kind of late in the season, but Winston Peters rolled out a State of the Nation yesterday. It was all the hits.
Labor cared more about feelings and ideology than the duty to competently govern our country. New Zealand's debt ballooned. There were multiple fiscal policies with no allocated funding, and the insidious creep of racist co-governance that has spread through legislation and the public sector.
Now, political editor Jason Walls was there. Jason, morning to you.
Good morning.
They seem to lap it up.
Yeah, I mean, it was very classic Winston Peters New Zealand First speech. In fact, it was almost like Winston was back in campaign mode, actually. As you said, it was all the hits. He was having a crack at the media. He was having a crack at the opposition. He was really just firmly on Winston campaign mode. And although he was, you know, he was being quite rude to the media. We've got a thick skin. We can deal with it now. It was Winston in full flight. And it was actually quite interesting to see him sort of away from the statesman role that he's had while he's been in government and see him back as New Zealand First leader.
Yeah. Not that it matters at the end of the day, but I read Run report. It was a room of a couple of hundred seats and there was standing room only. He claimed there were 600. How many were actually there?
Oh, yeah, I would say it was about 600 right. people. They put out a lot of chairs and there was people queuing out the door. It was quite well attended.
And why so late in the year, given they've been in power since November, and why Palmerston North? Do we know?
Don't know why Palmerston North, but I think that the fact that it was now, because it comes after the 100-day plan, and he was looking to kind of look back at what New Zealand First had achieved over that time and looking forward to what more it would be doing. However, he didn't really get into all of the big wins of government. A lot of it was just basically an attack on everybody that he could set his mind on. It was an hour-long speech. And he did devote some of that to saying, you know, what the coalition had done and some of the big wins New Zealand First had got. But a lot of it was focused on going forward. I mean, that comparison to the Nazis from the last regime in terms of the co-governance and their approach to race issues ruffled a few feathers, I think.
And that was designed to, though, wasn't it? That's classic Winston. Say something so outrageous you can't ignore it.
Exactly. I mean, he's done this before and he'll do it again. And what he's doing is working. I mean, we're talking about it right now. It's riling up the right people for him. So it's a classic tried and tested move straight from the Winston Peters playbook.
Good stuff, mate. Have a good day. Appreciate it very much. Jason Walls, who's our political editor.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.